This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The California woman planning to take her life in Oregon to avoid pain and to politically promote assisted suicide may be having a change of heart. Though she is still actively campaigning for assisted suicide advocates, Brittany Maynard now says she may wait to see how her disease progresses. Yet another victory against the pregnancy interdiction HHS mandate. A federal court rendered a decision protecting the Ave Maria School of Law. An attorney for the law school said that if the government can force anyone to violate its faith in order to exist, then the government can do the same or worse to others. Cosmo magazine has endorsed pro-abortion Democrat Senator Kay Hagan in the swing state of North Carolina. Now the magazine is sending a party bus loaded with young male models to shuttle students to the polls from North Carolina State. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. A leader at a state affiliate of the National Right to Life Committee is offering a cogent reason for pro-life people to vote. Minnesota's Paul Stark says, "In no other area are some human beings placed outside the protection of the law and allowed to be killed for any reason." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.